Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Banking Law Review.
On Friday, the 26th of April 2019, the Dempsey Group Proprietary Limited and Spotlight Proprietary Limited No. 3, Federal Court of Australia. Costs. Copyright. Court ordered respondent to pay damages to applicant for loss of profits and of reputation. Costs order reduced to take into account applicant's lack of success. Respondent to pay 65% of applicant's costs.
Weber and Greater Hume Shire Council, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Negligence. Proceedings arising from fire which escaped tip site. House which plaintiff occupied, together with plaintiff's personal possessions, destroyed. Primary judge dismissed plaintiff's proceeding, brought on behalf and on behalf of class of persons. Appeal allowed.
Brose and Boluscas and Oars, District Court of Queensland. Defamation. Defences. Third, fifth, and seventh defendants sought to replead honest opinion defence. Leave to replead refused.
Harford and Hallmark Construction Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Negligence. Two proceedings arising from accident in which Mr. Harford injured in fall into stormwater retention pit on site first defendant was developing. Claim against first defendant by Mr. Harford. Claim against first defendant by insurer of company of which Mr. Harford was principal. Claims upheld.
Capello and Roads and Maritime Services in Anore, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Acquisition of land. Environment and planning. Proposed acquisition notices were authorised. Proceedings dismissed. In the estate of Leslie Wayne Quinn, deceased. Supreme Court of Queensland. Wills and estates. Informal will. Applicant sought declaration that video recording was deceased's will. Applicant sought grant of letters of administration with copy of recordings transcript attached. Application granted.
Thank you for listening.